Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is ESPN Upstate. It is Straight Up with Sturge. I am not him. I am Jeff.
You are not he.
I am not he. No.
Is it he or him? What's proper?
I think he sounds more proper.
I am not he.
I like saying that. I am not he. Yeah, I am not he. He is not me. I'm me. I'm Jeff. Or you can call me Pants. And that's Diesel. And we're going to hang out with you for one more hour on Straight Up with Sturge. We've had lots of interesting conversations today. We talked some football. We've talked basketball. We've talked some hockey. And now we're going to talk a little golf. Diesel, are you excited about the U.S. Open? Are you a golf guy?
I am super excited about it.
Okay, all right. I gotcha. So you're not like a little eye roll there.
I like
huh?
drinking and riding around on golf carts.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
a blast.
That's fun. Yeah. Do you play golf?
I've played like two or three times my entire life.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not awful at it. I'm not the worst. I did see a guy tee off and put three in the pond to his, we'll call it 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like behind him.
3 o'clock?
Behind him and to his left.
Oh, like he that, threw that's it in like, the, he that's threw like it in the 5 o'clock.
Yeah, he put it in the, 5 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in the pond like three times.
How do you go behind?
On one tee box.
How do you go behind and to your left? That's like the, it's like the JFK, caught it on the, it's like the JFK shooting. It's like.
Back and to the left.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Like, that's crazy, man.
Somebody must have shot him with an ice bullet. I don't know.
But
yeah, it was, I felt bad. It was a young kid.
Okay.
Probably like, I don't know, 12, 13. Yeah. He's playing golf with his grandpa.
Okay.
And God, you know, 18 holes of that for the grandpa, that's got to be brutal.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
That's another reason why I haven't played. I want to play golf at some point, but I don't want to hold other people back because I suck. Like, because whoever you play with is going to be better than you because they played golf before. So, and then you have people behind you waiting, and then there's all this etiquette and all this crap. It's like, I don't want to deal with this stuff.
So give the guy a shot and tell him to go.
Yeah.
I mean, like a shot.
Yeah, a shot. Yeah,
yeah, a shot of liquor that you got hidden in your golf bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's
yeah.
clearly verboten at a lot of these courses around the upstate.
What?
Can't have some that. Of them say no alcohol on the course. I'm like, right.
How do you play golf without alcohol?
Right.
That's stupid. What kind of idiot plays golf without alcohol? Come on. I do want to get into it, though. At some point, I'm going to get into golf, but I just, I just need more time.
Too bad you're not around. They have the upstate golf card. It's like $99 to play 11 rounds of golf.
What?
Way cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
That's $10 a round.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
man.
It's
a big deal.
Or what, less than $9 a round.
ESPNupstate.com. Get your upstate golf card.
Look at that. Nice plug there. I like that. Yeah, that's strong. I might have to do that. Heck, you can get your money's worth in 2 days. That's fantastic. Wow. So you're not a big fan of golf. But do you watch golf when Tiger's in the hunt?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
And it's funny. I was listening to the ESPN update at the top of the hour, and they do this every time. They went over a couple of guys on the leaderboard. For instance, Ricky Fowler's right now. There's a three-way tie. This is how the update went. We have a three-way tie for first right now. Ricky Fowler and two other guys, Ustazen and some other dude, they are at -5 right now. And Tiger Woods is even. Like Tiger Woods is always part of the score. Like, even when he's not...
dead last.
If he's dead last, they always mention whoever's leading and Tiger Woods. Because he's bigger than the sport. I tweeted this. Let me find...
Should he, like, have an honorary pass to make it through the final cut every single tournament?
I think he should.
Even if he doesn't get in, you know, if he misses the cut, just let him in.
Let him in. Yeah, because golf is more interesting.
And you're
going
to sell
Woods.
More tickets.
Yep.
Oh, but would Tiger Woods agree to that?
No, he never would. Absolutely not. And he shouldn't. But like I tweeted this earlier. So I was on the ESPN app this morning doing some prep for the show. And they have the tee times here. They had round one scores already because it started this morning. The Tiger didn't start until 5 o'clock, you know, 10 after 5 this afternoon. But you see, if you can see this diesel, they have a leaderboard from this morning. And they got, you know, who this guy, Scott Piercy, was leading. John, and they got the top five on the leaderboard. And then above that, they have Tiger's tee time. Like, above the actual scores that are happening, they tell you when Tiger Woods is going to play. He's bigger than the game.
Should golf really try to manufacture more stars?
Yes.
I think they really need to do that.
They have to do that.
Find their personalities, because Tiger is not going to stick around forever.
Nope.
What has he got? Maybe, even if he's middling at golf.
He's got like 3 or 4 good years left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he's gone.
Yep.
So they're going to be in serious trouble without it. They need to work really hard to manufacture stars.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens with Koepka. Because Koepka seems to be he's doing very well, but he's just boring, though.
I love these special events. I mean, even if they're boring on their major events, let them do these special, like, little one-off tournaments.
Oh, you know? I got what you're saying, like Tiger and Phil did last year?
Yeah, the Tiger and Phil thing, this Steph Curry whatever show, Blammo show or whatever he's doing. I don't know what it's called.
Blammo!
But have him on that show.
Yeah.
You know, do something to get these guys out in the public eye, because I can't picture Ricky Fowler's face.
I
can't picture any of them besides Tiger.
And they're all.
And Phil.
And I don't, it's weird because Tiger is must-see TV. And we all talk about, like, all these other golfers are boring. Like, they don't have any personality. Tiger didn't have a personality. Tiger's boring. Listen to that guy talk. He's not interesting at all.
But his personal life is what made him great.
That's what makes him great. Exactly. It's now, you know, before what made him interesting was he just destroyed everybody on the golf course. And now what's makes him interesting is that he fell off completely, had all the injuries, the thing with his wife, everything that's happened. He's become mortal. He's become human, and he's become somebody you root for because you want to see his story turn around. So he's got that. He's still interesting in that sense. As far as personality goes, he's got none. He's robotic. He's boring. I would hate to be stuck in a shared Uber with him or something and be like, wait, what are you going to talk about? It'd be the worst conversation of your life.
Get some talent coaches.
Yeah.
In the PGA locker rooms.
Yeah.
Just send them around and say, hey, you know, I'm not going to try to turn you into something that you're not.
Yep.
I just want you to have a little bit of personality.
Yeah. Or get some talent coaches, or maybe get these guys to get arrested or something. Make them more interesting. Have them cheat on their wives. I don't know. I'm joking around, obviously. But somebody like John Daly, he was popular because he was fallible. You know, because he messed up all the time, because he drank and he ate like crazy, and he's a redneck with a mullet, and people liked him. Like these other golfers, they're just boring and they're good and they're young and they just don't have. There's no there. So yeah, you're right, Diesel. They need to do something. With some of these golfers, because Brooks Koepka, he's been great. He's been phenomenal. He's right now, you could argue that he's the greatest golfer in the world. Dude's won, what, 5 majors? And he's won, or I think it's 3 majors. He's got 3 majors in the last, in the last year or two. He's on fire right now. He's won the last 2 U.S. Opens. I know that. He's back-to-back. He's a back-to-back U.S. Open champion. He won the PGA last year. He's the guy that maybe he could, let's see if he can string something together and start winning, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 majors and maybe getting that Tiger Jack conversation.
And the interesting thing about him, was he wore a thong in some beautiful tropical location with his smoking hot wife?
Oh, I did not see that. Okay, yeah.
I can spin the monitor around and show you. I got you right here.
Nah, we're good. I'm all right, bud. Yeah, don't need to see that.
Half of this photo is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
other half, not so much.
It looks like Hank Hill in a thong.
Why is he wearing a thong? Is that a thing for men?
Like, no, I don't think it is, but I don't know. He was in somewhere in Southeast Asia.
Okay.
You know, out on some tropical island.
Maybe it's a thing there. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he was just trying to be funny because he knew people would pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And but he needs to do that more often.
Yeah. Yeah. And why not play the U.S. Open and in the thong? Yeah. If Tiger's out on Sunday and you need something to watch, yeah, just watch Koepka and his thongs.
Round one, sexy 9. Golf.
Yeah.
All these guys, since they're all ripped and jacked now,
that's
true. Have them play shirtless.
Yeah. It's something. Yeah, you're going to have to do something because, like you said earlier, Tiger's going to go away at some point and nobody's going to care about these guys. Golf kind of went through a lull when Tiger was gone. When he was hurt and he was trying and he was having all these back surgeries and he wasn't playing, it just became golf again. It's like, oh, God.
And PGA does not want to see the money go away.
No.
They cannot stand to lose that money.
Nope.
They have to do something.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. So they're desperate. They desperately want Tiger. Like this year, the Masters was huge because Tiger won it. Obviously, it was the biggest sporting event of the year. Because Tiger Woods won, you could argue a lot of people thought it was the biggest sports story of the last 5 years. And then the PGA Championship happens a month later, and he misses the cut. So, and then whoever's the TV network, they're in a mess because they just lost their number one draw, and nobody cares because nobody wants to watch Brooks Koepka. I think it's very important for the network too, for Tiger to do well, and we'll see if he does. It's Pebble Beach. He's obviously had a very good, successful run at Pebble Beach. That's where he won in 2000, where he won by 15 strokes. But then again, Diesel, that was 19 years ago. That's a long time. He's old now. He's old and he's bald, and he's not what he was 19 years ago. So it's like I don't know. We'll see if he wins. He's going to be in the running. I think Tiger's probably going to finish in the top 10, but I think it'd be pretty irresponsible to say that Tiger's going to win the tournament.
Speaking of being old and bald, who is not telling some of these athletes that it's time to just go ahead and shave your head?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, shave your head.
Shave your head.
Kevin Durant, shave your head. LeBron James, shave your head.
It's a good point.
Yeah. It looks terrible.
Because I was watching Durant because they kept showing him. I mean, they've shown the highlight of him blowing his Achilles at least 5,000 times.
Yeah.
And if you watch like first take, they just keep it on a loop.
Yeah.
And you see all these bald spots on Durant, man. It's like, yeah, give it up, bro.
Yeah. I mean, white guys still look kind of weird bald.
Yeah.
Because you have that little 5 o'clock shadow. No matter how recently you shaved your head,
yeah,
you have that little weird 5 o'clock shadow. Black guys look great with bald heads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please go ahead and shave your head, LeBron.
Knock it
it's
out.
It's time.
Yeah. LeBron would look
or
fine.
Or fill it in.
Yeah, either one. But LeBron, and he tries. LeBron's always trying to do something, like to fill it in. Or he's, I don't know, but yeah, LeBron would look fine bald. Durant would look fine bald. Tiger would look weird bald, though.
Yeah.
But he's a golfer. He gets to wear a hat all the time, though. See, that's the thing. You forget that Tiger Woods is bald then until he takes his hat off. You're like, whoa. Yeah,
and that's an occupational risk even being in radio. I don't know if you're having this problem, but man, when your headphones sit across the top of your head, it rips out hair over the years.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Now you're scaring me.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah, I hear it happens somewhere around the age of like 44.
Oh, man, I'm 42.
Yeah.
Am I going to be bald in 2 years because of radio?
Could be.
God, I thought radio already ruined my life.
And now sue Sennheiser and you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sennheiser ruined my career.
Yeah, the headphone makers. Yeah, man, that's unbelievable. Oh, that's terrifying. That's the last thing I wanted to hear ever, Diesel. I guess you can just get like the wireless ones, but I don't like those. Like, I like the big cans. I like the big headphones. You need the feel. Like, I could never do, like, the earbuds doing a radio show.
And they're not comfortable to wear for 3 hours.
No, that's true. And the whole wireless thing, I'm not really into those. I guess I'm going to go bald for radio. Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to do it. But, the things we do for love, as was said on Game of Thrones. Hey, if you got any golf predictions, if you want to talk golf, I know we got a lot of golf fans out there. A lot of golf fans listen to sports radio. That's the market we cater to. 25 to 54-year-old men, usually more well-to-do. So if you'd like to talk a little bit about the U.S. Open, we'd love to take your call at 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. You can also text us 71307. Make sure you start your text with ESPN. Diesel, if Tiger is not in the hunt on Sunday, will you be watching on Sunday?
No.
I probably won't be watching either. Maybe if it's Koepka, just because Koepka's hot right now. If Koepka is, or Phil, obviously there's the story. Phil Mickelson is not going to win the U.S. Open. I think his time has passed. But there is still that story of him never winning the U.S. Open, where that could be a great story if he can somehow stay in contention until Sunday.
Is Phil Mickelson kind of the Freddie Couples of this generation?
How do you mean?
Like, just good.
Yeah.
Never a superstar.
He was I think with Mickelson, he just played in the wrong era because he played in Tiger's era.
Sure.
Yeah, I think he's got, I mean, 6 or 7 majors. He's
and
got
still kind of boring.
Yeah, kind of boring. Yeah, but popular. People love Mickelson because people love him because he takes chances on the course and he's fallible and he'll hit a great drive and then he'll chuck it in the water the next hole. He's like he reminds people of their humanity and he's people like the guy that goes for it. People, nobody likes the guy that punts on fourth and one. You want to go for it on fourth and one. And Phil Mickelson goes for it on fourth and 18.
He is the 10 cup of the league.
Yeah, that's why he's popular. He's not like an exciting guy. He's not an exciting interview, but his style is what people gravitate towards. And I like Phil. I'm a Mickelson fan. I'd love to see him in it. Love to see Tiger, obviously. And if I can't get one of those two guys, or possibly Rory, because I'm a Rory fan, give me Koepka, just because I'd like to see somebody maybe start stacking some majors together. All right, coming up on the other side, we are going to debut a brand new segment. This one's a little bit different. What would the world look like without Tom Brady? We'll explain next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lots of ways to get a hold of the program. You can tweet us at Pants Party Radio, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. You can text us at 71307, or you can call us 844-477-3776. That is what Todd did. Welcome to the show, Todd.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. I heard y'all's last segment, and I don't disagree with nothing y'all said. And I myself, I'm a Mickelson fan, mm-hmm. and I agree with y'all. He just played in the wrong era with Tiger. But and I think Phil is like Tiger. Give him another three or four more years, and he is done. And I agree with you. The PGA is kind of boring. And I think once Phil and Tiger leave, yeah, Roy and Ricky Fowler and Brooks Koepka, they can carry the PGA to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. But do you guys think, because I kind of believe when Phil and Tiger leave the PGA, do y'all believe they'll go play on the senior tour and the PGA will try to boost the senior tour? And maybe what they lose from Phil and Tiger leaving, try to make up for that on the senior side? Because right now you really don't hear nothing about senior golf.
No, and thanks for the call. That's interesting. That is kind of interesting because I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch like the Skins game where it would be like Jack Nicklaus, and when they were old, it was like Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, like Gary Player, Lee Trevino, and that was cool because they're big stars. I don't know. There's no real answer to this. I can't see Tiger Woods playing on the senior tour, though.
You know, those guys made a lot of money for their time, but they weren't making multi-generational money.
Yeah.
In the way that Tiger and Phil and some of these big stars are making.
Yeah.
They don't need the money today. I would be willing to bet that some of those guys probably needed it.
Maybe.
They needed to keep playing, keep a little scratch coming in. Maybe they don't need it to live on.
Yeah.
But, you know, keep, you know, replenishing the coffers every now and again on the senior tour. Not like there was a whole lot of money in the senior tour anyway.
No.
But still, you know, I would have to think those guys probably were not set for life.
You're probably right.
The way that these guys are now.
Yeah. And we forget, they don't call it the senior tour anymore, right? It's the Champions Tour now.
Well, that's confusing.
I know. Well, it's just because they don't want to call them seniors because, oh, you're calling them old. It's like, you got to change everything.
It's not the old tour. It's the seniors
tour. Yeah, they're seniors. Yeah, it's fine.
Like, call it the legacy tour. I don't know.
I just keep senior tour. It's fine. Like, they have seniors in high school. It doesn't mean they're old. Seniors in college. But for some reason, they had to change it to the champions tour.
It's somebody who's not a senior got offended and said, I got offended for them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then came in and said, you got to change it.
I'll never understand why people get offended for other people. But they do. It happens all the time. It's like, you can't buy a used car anymore. No, it's pre-owned. It's like, no, I want a used car. It's fine. Used.
I understand that it means used.
Yes.
Just say used.
It's totally fine. I'm pre-owned.
Now it's pre-loved because you can't use the word owner anymore.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, owner's bad. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So pre-loved car.
Previously loved.
Previously loved. I like that. It's funny.
God.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's funny, though. The caller brought up something very interesting and something that we were talking about last segment where, like, talking about Phil Mickelson, how he was kind of stuck in the wrong era. So this gave me an idea to do a kind of a goofy segment, have you ever seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life, Diesel?
Sure.
Where the main character disappears and just life goes on without him, and everything changes. And what if there were no Tiger Woods? Like, if Tiger Woods never existed, you know, like, how would golf would just be, we wouldn't even be talking about golf on the show. It'd just be non-existent. Golf would be as boring as it was, you know, 30 years ago. Nobody would care. Like, but more importantly, what if certain athletes, let's use Tom Brady as an example. What if Tom Brady never existed?
Get a little spacey.
What if Tom Brady never existed, Diesel? Imagine the repercussions. Like, imagine, like, the butterfly effect of Tom Brady never existing. Like, the Patriots would have, how many Super Bowls would they have? Like, would Bill Belichick win a Super Bowl with whoever his quarterback was with Drew Bledsoe? Drew Bledsoe would have still been the quarterback. Yeah. And
he'd have been average to good.
Yeah, because he was average to good before he got hurt. But, like, the Patriots certainly would not have won 6 Super Bowls. And yeah. I don't even know if they'd win one. Like, Bill Belichick wouldn't be Bill Belichick. He wouldn't be the greatest coach of all time. If Tom Brady never existed, Bill Belichick he might not even have a job today. We don't know, because remember, he got fired from Cleveland. You think about that. Also, think about, like, all the other teams that would have won Super Bowls. If Tom Brady never existed, Kurt Warner would probably have 2 Super Bowls. They would have beaten whoever they played in that Super Bowl, that first one that Brady won. Big Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben Roethlisberger would probably have 4 Super Bowls if he didn't have to run into the Patriots every year. If Tom Brady didn't exist, Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers would have 8 Super Bowls. Big Ben would probably have 4. You know, and you think about, Diesel, I thought about, like, the GOAT debate, you know, the GOAT debate between Tom Brady and Joe Montana, where it's not really a debate anymore. It's pretty much, most people will say Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. But if Tom Brady never existed, you know who the GOAT debate would probably be between? It'd probably be between Joe Montana and Peyton Manning. Think about this. Think about all the times that Peyton Manning lost to Tom Brady early in his career in the playoffs. Peyton Manning might have 4 Super Bowl championships himself. He could be, if Tom Brady never existed, I think Peyton Manning would be regarded as the greatest quarterback to ever live. I really do.
Yeah, I don't see that being a problem now.
Yeah, I could definitely see it. Like, I found it fascinating to think about these things. When you think about somebody like Michael Jordan, if Michael Jordan never existed, like, what would the NBA look like? Michael Jordan has affected so many things in sports, in the NBA, in entertainment, in marketing. Imagine a world without Michael Jordan.
Wow.
Think about it. Like,
he was the king of branding.
Yeah.
Basketball.
Who would be the king of branding? Like, would branding even exist the way it exists now without Michael Jordan? It probably wouldn't. Like, he started all this. You had O.J. Simpson kind of in the 80s, early 80s with this, you know, he was a big deal. But then Jordan took it to the next level, and Air Jordans would not exist. Think about this. Nike wouldn't be the juggernaut that it is. None of this would exist. Gatorade might not exist. And you think about the marketing aspect of it, how important and influential he was with that. And when you think about the basketball side of things, like, six championships gone. Bulls aren't going to win any of those. They're not winning any of those. So, like, the Knicks would probably win a couple championships. The Rockets got two when Jordan was gone. And who knows, they could have maybe gotten more. Magic Johnson could have gotten another one because he lost to Jordan and the Bulls. The Pistons could have maybe ran off. It's just amazing what could happen if these people just disappeared.
What if Ralph Earnhardt hadn't existed?
Is he Dale's father?
Yeah.
Then racing wouldn't be
anywhere near what it is today. I mean, Dale Sr. won 76 races. Dale Jr. won 26 races.
Yeah.
So we're talking over 102 wins just between Sr. and Jr.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't look up to see how many races Ralph Earnhardt won.
Yeah, I didn't even know that Ralph Earnhardt was a thing. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, if he didn't exist, that's crazy to think about.
Yeah, because that's – you take out three generations, not only because, you know, not saying that, you know, the kids wouldn't have been born, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't have been involved in racing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a generational family of racing because mm-hmm. it's a family of racing.
Yeah.
You know, Senior and Junior got into it because of their grandfather.
That's true.
Of Ralph.
Yeah. And how many people got into racing just because of Dale Earnhardt?
A lot.
Yeah. There are people that still have three flags on their cars, you know, how many years later.
You want to live in a world where Darrell Waltrip was the best race car driver ever?
No. And
I do love Darrell. He's fun. He's the Charles. Imagine a Darrell Waltrip and Charles Barkley show.
I don't know Darrell Waltrip well enough because I'm not really a racing guy. But
he's the one that has boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing.
That's his thing? Yeah. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Really? Yeah.
He's so funny.
I'm going to have to YouTube Darrell Waltrip. I had no idea. Boogity, 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 huh? So him and Charles Barkley. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
It'd be excellent.
Yeah, I'd watch it. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. redneck and a mean guy just talking stuff. Wow. All right. Yeah. That'd definitely be interesting. Racing would be a lot less interesting. Just like if Tiger Woods didn't play golf, a lot of people wouldn't care about golf as much. Another thing, if your boy, what's Earnhardt's dad's name?
Ralph.
Ralph. We wouldn't have quite possibly the best nickname in all of sports, the Intimidator.
That's a good one.
It's a
good
one. Real good nickname.
Yeah.
Great nickname, the Intimidator, because that's what he did, man. He intimidated with that mustache and that black car and those sunglasses, and he'd put you in the wall, man, just like your boy in Days of Thunder. I forget his name, but that guy, yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't have Days of Thunder, one of the greatest movies of all time. Great sports
movie. And I'm sorry, Harry Gant's nickname of Handsome Harry just doesn't instill as much fear.
No, I'm not scared of Handsome Harry. I'm scared of the Intimidator. I would absolutely be intimidated by a guy named the Intimidator. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Darrell Waltrip, Dale Earnhardt's dad. What about a world without LeBron James?
Oof.
Yeah. You'd be okay with it?
I'd be okay with it.
You're not a LeBron guy?
I wouldn't mind. You know, I like LeBron. I respect mm-hmm. a lot. I really respect his philanthropic work.
Sure.
Outside of basketball, and that would be a shame to lose that.
Yeah.
But as a basketball player, you know, I don't get this GOAT debate.
Oh, okay.
He's not the GOAT. It's not even close.
Yeah, well, a lot of people. I think he. You can make an argument for it, but that's. But he's a different player than Michael Jordan. But who would be in the GOAT debate then? If LeBron's out, who would
go head to head with Jordan in that debate?
Who would like lame sports radio shows be using in that debate? Would they be using like Kobe or they'd be using
put that up on Twitter and find out?
Yeah. Okay. Like I wonder. Like if there was no LeBron James, who would lame sports radio shows be using the GOAT debate for? Would it be James Harden or Kawhi Leonard? Like those guys don't move the needle like LeBron does. They don't. It's not even close. And LeBron James has done, like you said, all of his philanthropic work. I think LeBron James could be president one day. I think he has much larger goals than playing basketball, and he's already, kind of sinking his teeth into Hollywood and doing all that. So a world without LeBron James, like Cleveland would still be a pile.
It would still just be Cleveland.
Yeah. Like LeBron James was an economy in Cleveland. If LeBron James didn't exist, I don't know if Cleveland would exist. It'd just be the mistake by the lake still, just a dirty, rusty town in Ohio without LeBron James. He's that important. He's that big. And like he's He's not Michael Jordan, but he's the closest thing to Michael Jordan. So I think it'd be very interesting if we lived in a world without, or a lot less interesting if we lived in a world without LeBron James. Who would have won those championships? He beat the Spurs, and for one of those championships with Miami, the Spurs would have six. People would be looking at Tim Duncan like Michael Jordan. Because the Spurs definitely would have won, because that was a close series. That series went, both of those series in, 2013 and 2014, they went seven games. That was a really good Spurs team. One of the best teams that's ever lost in NBA Finals was that Spurs team. If they win that, they got six rings, and you're looking at Tim Duncan with six rings. He's right up there with Jordan. You're looking at Popovich with the six rings, and things change. If LeBron didn't exist, Golden State would have won the one that got away. The a few years ago in 2016. So Golden State would be playing for their fifth consecutive NBA championship this year. There's just so many fascinating angles to this. I love doing stuff like this. Little hypothetical conversations. If you have anybody you'd like to weigh in with, if there any athletes, if they just disappeared, if we're playing It's a Wonderful Life, if you erase them from existence, what would the butterfly effect be? You can get us on the phones, 844-477-3776. That's 844-GSP-ESPN. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll take a little trip around the NFL. Why NFL teams can absolutely not sign a running back to a long-term deal. There's one NFL team that really screwed the pooch last year, and it's going to hurt them for years to come. Who is it? We'll tell you on the other side.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Diesel, I'm really freaking out about this hair thing now with the headphones. You got me all freaked out. Man, I just put my headphones back on. I'm like, oh, man, I'm probably
going
bald.
Checking now, you're like, man.
Yeah.
Is it?
Going bald would suck. Thankfully, I'm not bald. But if you went bald, would you rather lose it like on the front or in the back?
I'd rather lose it in the back.
I'd rather lose it in the front, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't want to have like
want a 5, 6, 7 head.
Yeah, I'd rather have a 7 head than have like the donut thing where it's just gone in the back. I don't know.
If you get there, guys, just shave it.
Yeah.
Just shave it.
What if you got a bad head? Sometimes you have a bad head.
True.
Some people have a bad head. Sometimes people have like an oddly shaped head.
Take out a loan. Go get you some plugs, bro.
Yeah, because I thought you were going to say get a new head. It's like, yeah, you're stuck with the head. Yeah, I guess you got to get some plugs. But yeah, plugs is never. Oh, I wanted to ask you something. Speaking of that, combing the comb over and stuff like that, that's never a good look for anybody. Nobody should do that. But Diesel, I've been thinking about doing something. I'm probably not going to do it. But I've just entertained the idea. I got a lot of gray in my beard.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about like doing like the Just for Men thing. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Nothing wrong with it. I've done it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I get a couple little streaks here.
Yeah.
And it's always been lighter in the front than on the sides.
Uh-huh.
So I like to even things out.
Okay. Yeah. So there's absolutely nothing wrong. Like, because
now if you go James Harden, and you know you have graying hair up top, but you have like this dark mahogany brown beard, people are gonna know.
Yeah.
And it looks stupid.
I don't want it to be too obvious.
Yeah.
And I would have to move to another city. You know,
you have to like what you have to do.
Yeah.
Is add just a little bit here in the middle, very light.
Uh huh.
And then gradually you gotta go buy another box.
Yeah.
You gotta go one shade darker.
Do I go touch of
gray?
You
gotta do it slowly.
Oh, okay. All right.
You gotta gradually do it if you don't want it to be such a big shock to the system. Because I wonder what James Harden's real beard color is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think he's gray?
Maybe. Yeah. I'm sure he's got a little bit of gray. Yeah. I've just been thinking about that recently. I was like, you know what? Because I've never had a big beard and have it not be like gray. I got a lot of gray in my beard. It's like, I just wasn't sure if like, because I think if you wear a toupee, like that's terrible.
Yeah.
Like if you're going bald, you should just own it. Whether you shave it or just let the world know, hey, here's my seven head. This is me. I'm rocking it. So I don't think you could do that. But when it comes to dyeing your hair, I've always been kind of on the fence. Like I would feel like I'm lying. If I dyed my beard, but it's okay in your book.
Yeah, totally.
Should we maybe put it like a Twitter poll up or something? I don't know.
Sure,
we'll put a Twitter poll up on ESPN.
Question one:
upstate.
Should Pants dye his beard?
Yeah.
Question two: is it lame?
Yeah, is it lame to dye your beard? I'd love to get some advice because I'm thinking about doing it. I'm thinking about just maybe doing it once and seeing what it looks like. Because I remember years ago when I was in Tampa. And I would do, I'd cover Rays games, so I'd go to the Rays clubhouse a lot. And one year, all of a sudden, Joe Maddon, when he was managing the Tampa Bay Rays, Joe Maddon has white hair. Joe Maddon's hair is whiter than this sheet of paper I'm holding right here. It's whiter than white. And one year, he just came back. He came back for spring training, and he had brown hair. He just totally dyed his hair from white to, like, just straight up white to, like, just straight up brown. And it was just a shock to the system.
You have to set the precedent early that you have dark hair. You can't just do that. You can't go Santa Claus to James Harden. It doesn't work.
But it looked kind of cool when Joe Maddon did it. I was like, Joe Maddon, everything he does is kind of cool. You know, he's just got that vibe to him. It's like, Joe Maddon just decided to color his hair and go from white to brown like that. I'm like, not bad. So he kind of gave me a little inspiration. So I might go ahead and maybe dye the beard. Do we need to have a beard off at some point? I know we talked about that.
We absolutely do.
Yeah, we got to do something. Maybe we'll get our photos up on Twitter or something. Get another. You can't do polls and photos at the same time, though.
No, that sucks.
Why? Well, come on, Twitter.
You got to post the photos and then do a poll underneath.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's got the better beard? Because yours is definitely, you have more color in your beard.
Yeah.
You're a younger man than I am, and mine's old and decrepit. I'm looking like Santa Claus over here, and you're looking like the brawny paper towel guy.
Not currently dyed in any way.
Not currently dyed in any way. Oh, okay. All right. So yeah, I'm gonna look into dyeing the old beard. We'll see what happens. So there's always been this debate with running backs in the NFL and whether or not you should sign them to long-term deals. And I've always been on the side of the running back for the most part. And if you listen to me in the past in various markets, like I always thought that the Steelers should have signed Le'Veon Bell. They had that big thing with them for all of last year and the last couple years where the Steelers never caved and they let him go. And I think I've been wrong over the years. It seems to me that it just doesn't make sense to pay running backs in the NFL a significant amount of money. Because every time you do, their production just falls off of the face of the earth or they get hurt. And I look at a team like the Los Angeles Rams, who last year they paid Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley was the best running back in football. And he got the money that he deserved. He got the big contract, and now Todd Gurley is having knee problems. Remember, he didn't show up in the Super Bowl in the playoffs. He was non-existent. Towards the end of the year, he really fell off. And Todd Gurley is already having problems at minicamp. He's got knee issues. He's got degenerative arthritis. And Diesel, I'm seeing all these teams, and I'm thinking, you can't pay running backs anymore. So what do you do if you're like the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott wants a contract? You're going to pay him? I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know what you do with running backs now.
Problem is, we're in a league where every player is not judging themselves based on their stats.
Yeah.
They're judging themselves against other people's contracts.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's, you know, I feel like I should be the highest paid player at my position.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do your stats show that?
And Todd Gurley's stats did. And he was the best. He was the best, so he became the highest paid. And now he's broken down. And I don't know if he's totally broken down. We'll see how he does this year. We'll see if he bounces back. But if I'm a Rams fan, I'm concerned right now that Todd Gurley, the Rams spent all that money, that huge contract they gave him, and he's never going to live up to it. And that happens when you pay running backs. The Falcons, a team a little bit closer to the home, Atlanta's not too far from here. The Falcons, they gave up big money for Devonta Freeman. They finally paid him, and he hasn't done squat since he got paid. And we'll see what happens with Ezekiel Elliott. I see Melvin Gordon is looking for a contract, and he says, you know, wants a deal. If it happens, it happens. But Melvin Gordon's in the final year of his rookie deal. Great running back. Top five back in the league. Very underrated. A lot of people don't talk about Melvin Gordon. But if I'm the Los Angeles Chargers, am I going to pay Melvin Gordon $60 million? And especially a guy that's had multiple knee issues. It seems that paying these running backs definitely doesn't seem to be the right way to go. But I don't know what the alternative is. They deserve the money. It's sad. I feel bad for a lot of running backs because a lot of times they can't get over like $1 million a year because teams know that these guys are expendable and they can just draft another guy in the draft. So, if I'm the Rams, I'm worried. I'm absolutely worried about Todd Gurley. All right, coming up next, we only got one more segment left. Yeah, we'll wrap up the show, get you guys ready for the weekend. Might play a little 2052. We'll look into the future on the other side. One more segment to go. Jeff Panters, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, kicking with you guys for a few more minutes. Well, he's got some interesting Twitter polls at ESPN Upstate. Where earlier we asked you who you got tonight, Toronto or Golden State, right now 60%.
Evening up. It was 75-25 before.
Yeah, the underdog's coming through. See, they are the underdog. See, they're losing, so Golden State is the underdog. They're lovable underdogs, Diesel.
No, they're not.
I'm telling you, they are.
They're not very lovable.
They're like they're the Rudy of basketball. Oh, they are. Yeah, they're lovable underdogs, yes. And also, we ask you, is it lame to dye your beard? Pants Party Radio is thinking about it right now. 67% say yes.
We're 6 votes in.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we're not that far into this poll.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not very scientific.
Right now, it seems pretty lame, though. Right now, it's like twice as many people think it's lame. I don't want to be lame, Diesel. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that everybody's making fun of.
The question is, what do you want?
I don't know.
You want color in your beard. I think you should get it.
I'm debating.
Trust me, you go to Chicago with a nice brown beard, yeah, no one's going to know.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking about that. So, yeah, I'm going to be taking a little trip to Chicago coming up this weekend. All right. We like to do this every once in a while. It's a little segment I like to call 2050, where we predict the future. What's going to happen in 2050? It's only 31 years away. We got to get ready.
Yeah, and we do it to some creepy music.
Yeah, do you like this music? I wanted to add some creepy space music. We found this music. Let's see it. Yeah, it's spacey. I think it's futuristic. You like it? It's bad. That's the point.
It's bad, but
I want it to be bad.
It's bad, but it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. That's like when your girlfriend says it's fine. It's never fine.
No.
Yeah, I like it. I think it adds a little something to it. It's futuristic. All right, Diesel, you ready?
Yep.
In the year 2050. Gloria is still going to be in my head. That song Gloria has been stuck in my head for a week. The St. Louis Blues theme song. Gloria.
It's never been in my head once.
Yeah, it should be. It's a great song.
In the year 2050, LeBron and Steph Curry will be closing out their second term in the Oval Office.
Oh, I like that ticket there. Yeah, LeBron's president and Steph is vice?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can totally pull it. The popular vote, they got it.
Yeah, they're both very popular.
And they're likable people.
They're likable people, and Steph carries the kids' vote. Like, he would get the younger vote because the kids love Steph. And by the time 31 years from now...
Those kids would be old voters by then.
Well, if they're, like, 10-year-old kids love Steph Curry. He's like their favorite guy. So in 31 years, they'll be 41. They'll be voting. They'll be right in that range. I like that. That's good. In the year 2050, Clemson and Alabama will play for the national championship for the 35th time. Just those two teams. That's it.
In the year 2050, we will have a woman playing in a major men's sport.
Oh, okay. Which one? Which sport?
I don't know. Yeah. Basketball, maybe. Football's a little too brutal.
Not football. No way.
Maybe kickers. Kickers the only thing you can play if you're a woman in the NFL. Or quarterback, because, I mean, we already got Tom Brady.
Yeah, so. There you go. Good point. Well, maybe baseball. I don't know. Like, maybe. Maybe.
It's a fundamentally different sport.
Yeah. And hockey, there was a woman that played in the minor leagues for the Tampa Bay Lightning years ago as a goalie. But yeah, hockey'd be tough too. You never know. In the year 2050, Tiger Woods will be really, really bald. Really bald.
Because he's already 60% bald now.
Yeah, so he's going to be like 95% bald. He's going to be just hanging on to
one little patch right there in the front.
That's it. Yep.
In the year 2050, Johnny Football will still be trying to tweet his way onto a roster.
Probably. Yeah. XFL, man, come on. Houston, whatever you're called. Sign my boy Johnny Football. We need Johnny Football with the XFL. All right, finally, in the year 2050, I will complete the process of gradually dyeing my beard to finally make it better. You told me to ease in. I'm just going to keep easing in.
You're going to spend a decade per shade?
Yeah. I'm gonna spend the next 31 years gradually dyeing my beard, and nobody will know, and finally it'll be brown, and everything will be great.
And you'll be 70 at that point with a fully dark brown beard.
That's me. Yep, that's going to be me. I'm going to be like Wayne Newton. All right, that's it. We are done. Diesel, thank you very much. Thank you for the calls. Thanks for the texts. Thanks for the tweets. Thanks for the love. Thanks for the hate. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 4. Be good to each other.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.